Hello, Alex.
Hi, Stacy. Good afternoon. How have you been?
I've been great. How about yourself?
I've been doing good as well. Thank you very much. Yeah, so I'm actually just calling to see if there's anything that you might need right now, or just wanted to check in with you. What's going on?
Oh, everything's fine with me.
Okay. Well, I do know that there's an ongoing court appearance or something that's going on with the title issue. How was it? I mean, is there any updates on that?
Well, I've decided I can't accept the price that we had first talked about. I can't accept I can't do it.
What do you mean? You mean, I believe you're under contract with us for 250,000, right?
Right, but you
With
wanted to
you
do
and
another
me.
creative way, and I didn't, I don't want to do that.
Okay. Well, I think that's going to be a conversation that you and B had, right? And unfortunately, B is no longer with their company. So I mean, I don't know what exactly was the conversation that you had with her, but did she give you, when you said creative thing or something like that,
Right.
did she give you a specific price
No.
or anything?
No. She didn't give me a specific price. But it wasn't the price that I had originally said that I would accept. But she wanted to do a creative something, you know, that and I nah, that I wasn't interested in.
I hear you. I mean, if 250,000 is something that, we can still work on, are you still, I mean, you still wanted to move forward with it?
No, I'm no longer interested at two now.
You're no longer interested to sell?
Right.
Okay. Well, I think I need to bring this up to Forrest, because he's the one who's, buying the property. I know you met Forrest in the past, when he went there to visit the property, right?
I may have met him and didn't know that that was him.
Oh,
Oh, yes,
okay.
I do
Forrest.
know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Forrest McGee. Okay. Well, is it okay? Because you know that we still have an existing agreement. Right now, since we have extended the agreement or the contract, but would it be possible, or would it be okay if I set up like a call with you between you and Forrest,
Well,
maybe tomorrow?
the call that you're setting up between me and Forrest will be to no avail, because at the price that we previously discussed, I'm not interested.
Right, but you said that you're not interested in 250K as well. Did I hear you right? Or
Exactly.
okay, so you're totally backing out. You no longer wanted to sell the property, if that's what I'm hearing
Correct.
you say.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I think it will be really best to schedule a call, if that's all right, tomorrow, because he's the person who's buying it. I will let him know though, but if he could like talk to you first, just because we still have a contract in place.
No, we don't have a contract in place.
I mean, we have extended the contract, Stacy.
I never signed a contract. You extended it, but I never signed a contract.
Well, I mean, just because based on the original agreement, I mean, let me pull it up really. The reason why we've extended it really is because we thought that you were fixing the issue with the deed first. That's why we stayed with you. So right now, I think it's still valid. So
There is I what you wrote up is what you wrote up. What I signed is what I signed.
okay.
I didn't sign anything with no set price, because we never discussed one or came to an agreement, a meeting of the mind. All contracts are ratified at the meeting of the mind. There was no meeting of the mind. You just gave me possibilities. Well, we might be able to do this. Can we look? Can we let another investor look? Because maybe we can find the funding. Maybe. And so there was no meeting of the mind. So, Alex, I'm sorry, but I no longer want to go through that.
I understand. I hear you. I mean, it's just really sad. We so wanted to move forward with you on this, but
I know. Me too.
And I mean, I'm the secretary, but I mean, I probably need to really set up a call with you in force to talk about it, you know, just for him to hear directly from you, because he's the person who's buying it.
Right.
If it's possible, it's just going to be like, I don't know.
Alex.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day.
I mean,
have a good day, Alex.
Okay. I respect it, Stacy. But in case